From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Houston's new light rail line is open for business, but it's not yet clear whether the system will attract enough riders to ease the city's traffic congestion. The new line made its debut on New Year's Day, on schedule and on budget. For the first 4 days, rides were free. But now that people have to pay to get on board, it's proving to be a harder sell. Rod Rice reports from member station KUHF in Houston.
A one-way ride cost $1, but ridership on Houston's new light rail line has been light so far, except over the lunch hour. The system is state-of-the-art. Passengers buy tickets at automated machines to board the sleek, silver cars with dark gray smoke glass windows. The ride is whisper smooth, punctuated only with announcements for each of the 16 stops.
Next station, Main Street Square.
The line runs 7.5 miles from just north of downtown to just past Reliant Stadium, where next month Super Bowl 38 will be played. The system took 3 years to build, and the tracks were laid down the middle of the street, eliminating what used to be two lanes of traffic. Some see this layout as a problem, saying it adds to traffic congestion. Debbie Conaway often goes to the Texas Medical Center and isn't impressed.
This is my very first time to ride at any kind of public transportation like this. I always thought that traffic in the medical center was bad anyway, and this just aggravates it, makes it worse.
Others are prepared to give the new light rail system a chance and report that they're satisfied. Nancy Gregg works in the museum district and was talked into giving the train a try.
We're going back to work. We came from the museum and came down for lunch. We wanted to try it and thought, wow, this would be great. We don't have to drive for lunch anymore. Anybody who's been in any other major cities, I mean, everybody has a rail system, so it's about time we got one.
My name is Will Godwin.
Next station, Bell.
I think it's really nice. I've come down here to work for the day, and I think I'll use it every time I come to Houston. It's very convenient.
Metro officials are pleased with the way the rail system has begun, and Vice President John Sedlak sees it as having long-term benefits.
As the system matures, as it expands, there'll be even a greater acceptance of it. And as development occurs around the stations, we think we have the opportunity to help change the direction of growth in our city, make the city a more livable place, more attractive place to visitors and newcomers.
Houston's traffic problems are bad and getting intolerable. In fact, it was the number one issue in the recent mayoral election. Rail opponents say even if all the trains are full, they will not ease congested highways. Opponents fought bitterly for 25 years against rail. The $324 million system was built with local tax money because House Majority Leader and Houston Area Congressman Tom DeLay refused to allow federal funds to be allocated for the project. Civic groups paid to landscape the right-of-way and decorate the stations because Metro didn't have the money. David Hutzelman heads the Business Committee Against Rail. He says the city had a trolley system many years ago, and people stopped using it.
It simply wasn't an economical way to approach transportation in Houston, and people wouldn't ride it. They much preferred the comfort and convenience of their automobile. And until mass transit can become competitive with the automobile in terms of convenience, in terms of time to travel, people are simply not going to be riding mass transit.
Cars and trains do seem to be competing for space. Since test runs began late last year, there have been 6 car-train collisions. Even though there's an ongoing media campaign, all manner of signs, even some with warning lights, drivers are still making illegal turns in front of trains. For NPR News, I'm Rod Rice in Houston.